Okay, so just to summarise what we discussed about scene 7 for the recording, which I forgot to put on. What we see here is Philip increasingly becoming paranoid, and he's becoming paranoid because his identity is being called into question. And the question here, or the pull here, is between his identity as a Jew and his identity as a loyal employee of Brooklyn Guarantee, the company. And the assumptions being made by Philip, that Case might assume that he's helped Kershowitz get the building, that he's helped a fellow Jew get the building, and therefore his loyalty to his Jewish friends comes above his loyalty to Brooklyn Guarantee. Now, we know that's not true, and Case seems to understand that that's not true, but Philip's paranoia leads him kind of down that road, and he becomes more and more desperate as the scene goes to try and prove that that isn't the case. As the scene goes, Case understands less and less about what Philip's saying. Case starts saying things like, "Mention, what do you mean?" Or, "I didn't say that, did I?" And then, "But did I say you did? I'm not clear about what you wanted to say to me, or have I missed something?" And then Case, right at the end, says, "What's the matter with you?" And then, "What's happening?" So everything that Case says in the last half of the scene is questions. And the questions, because he's looking at Gelberg, and Gelberg simply isn't making sense. Because what's fueling Gelberg is his paranoia. Not the reality of what's happened. What Case might have been expecting is for Philip simply to come and say, "I'm really sorry, I gave you some bad advice." And Case would have said, "Well, yeah, you did. And I'm annoyed, but, you know, let's move on." But Philip just keeps going at it, doesn't he? He keeps saying, "I hope you don't think, it's important to me you don't think." And Case looks at him and says, "What's happening? What's going on?" What do we as an audience understand that Case doesn't? What is going on with Philip here?
The situation
I have. Yeah. Right. The what's happening here is fueled not by the bad advice that he gave him about Wanamaker's, but it's fueled by what's happening at home as much. Yes, absolutely. Case is only seeing it from one point of view, and it makes no sense from that point of view. It shows us that Case is entirely unempathetic. He doesn't empathise with Philip at all. He doesn't understand Philip at all.
No,
but
not his fault.
But it's not his fault, no, because he's only got that one perspective on it.
Whereas Gelberg, he goes
out of his way now. Yes, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely right. And go on.
What's it called when the audience know more about the situation than the people in it?
Good question. When the audience knows more than the, or understands more than the people on the stage, it's called dramatic irony. And we definitely understand more than both Philip and Case at that moment, because Philip hasn't yet put everything together. What we see more than anything else in scene 7 is a man whose identity is beginning to crumble. And like everybody or anybody whose identity starts to crumble, they become more and more paranoid and they become less and less rational. Because that's what identity does. If you move it into a different scenario for a minute, if you think that you're significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or whatever, is cheating on you, that begins to question your identity, doesn't it? Because your identity is caught up in that relationship and in the security of that relationship. Well, if you think they're cheating on you, what do you get? You get more and more paranoid, don't you? You begin to read into things that may not actually be there.
Exaggerated.
Yeah. You begin to exaggerate it. You begin to see significance in things that might not be significant. They might be, they might not be. And in the same way, that's exactly what's happening with Philip here. In a sense, he suspects that his significant other, in this case, Brooklyn Guarantee, is losing faith in him. And so he becomes paranoid about that. And he begins reading significance and seeing significance in things that simply aren't that significant. And if you've ever spent time with somebody who's in that position, and probably we all have from time to time, in that kind of position of paranoia or not seeing something. They there's simply no rationality there. It doesn't make sense. You just have to kind of understand it, don't you, and stay with them and be with them, but you can't reason with them particularly. And that's where we are with Philip. The problem with Philip, of course, is there's nobody to do that. There's nobody to come alongside him and give him any sense of perspective. Okay, good. Let's move on to scene 8.